Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called, what is it called this week? I actually forgot. How to Stay Cool to Your Kids. Boy, it ain't cool to be forgetful. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Today we have our Wayne Levine for the men's room, as we always do. We also have, as we always do, Pastor Drew Sams for teen rap. But we have a special guest, Sharon Lecter, who is the co-author, annotator of the amazing new book, Outwitting the Devil. She will be coming up in a later segment. You can email me questions of any sort at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have just passed another milestone with over 4,200 dads and moms worldwide that like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. I told you many times before that we've launched a new comic strip on brucesalen.com. It is called Because I Said So, and it gets better every week. The current comic strip is called Language of Love, and in it, Dad does a great Elvis. But remember, please, that Dad is not me. Any resemblance is completely in your mind and my son's minds. I also want to tell you, we have a new store where you can get Dad Chat and Dad's Point of View products. It is at the website, brucesalen.com. And I have a new 12most.com column out that is really kind of interesting. It's about why having two dogs is better than having one dog. So check it out at 12most.com. I want to tell you about a very special contest we are going to be having, or we are having. You can win your very own color caricature by my fabulous Because I Said So comic strip illustrator, Michael Voogd of Voogd Designs. Here's what you have to do. Now remember, this is a caricature. This guy is phenomenal. He did a caricature of me, and my family was astonished at how good it was. Frankly, I was too. I rarely see anything of that note that really ever looks like the person except by somebody that is truly professional. And as it turns out, Michael is truly professional. So here's what you have to do to win your very own color caricature by Michael. I will announce a secret word for this contest during today's show. You need to email that word to me at bruce@brucesalen.com. You then need to come to Dad Chat next Thursday, January 26th. Dad Chat is every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, or 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast Time. And we will announce the winner. But you have to be there at Dad Chat to claim the prize and get the information on where to send your photo for the caricature. The winner will be chosen by Michael and me based on two things. One, the secret word. And second, what else you might happen to say in your email that is of interest and intrigues us. So Dad Chat is every Thursday. For my listeners that hear this show on weekends, you are always missing the Thursday when I broadcast live, but you will hear this show on the Saturday or Sunday before Thursday the 26th, so you have every opportunity to participate in this contest. And those are listeners in Cleveland at WHK, in Madison, Wisconsin at WTDY, and in St. Petersburg, Alaska at KRSA. Hello to all of you, as well as my listeners on the CPR, Conscious Planet Radio, the Internet Radio Network. Dad Chat is every Thursday. Tonight we are having a gender war with the inimitable Mimi Rogers from Minnesota, who is co-hosting and is going to represent the ladies while I will represent the men. So if you're local and listening live today on Thursday, January 19th, do join Dad Chat tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. PST. Sponsor slots are open. If you would like to join the sponsor team for the Bruce Salen Show, just email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. It is time for another A Dad's Point of View life lesson. Are we ready, Mr. Dugan? Let's hear it.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Leave your moods at home. I've talked about having a positive attitude before. This is an extension of that, in that bringing our lousy moods from work or anything to our loved ones
It's just not cool, nor fair. If you're in a lousy mood, go for a walk. Take a break. Get out of it or fake being in a good mood for the sake of those around you, especially your immediate family. Don't take it out on your spouse, the kids, or even your dog. Keep your moods away from other people, period. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you!
Nobody likes to be around a moody person, yet the irony is that in most marriages, there is a moody and a non-moody. It is very rare for two moodies to marry each other because, of course, they know how miserable it is to be around a moody, so they choose to marry somebody more upbeat. Of course, there are a number of marriages of two happy people, but I'd say the majority are one moody, one non-moody. And my belief is that, as I said in that life lesson, leave it at home. Do something to get rid of your mood. Go for a walk, or just fake it, because no one wants to hear about your moodiness or hear your whining. How to stay cool to your kids is our topic. I'm going to just briefly give you the various tips that are in the column, which, again, you can find at BruceAllen.com. We all think we're going to be cool when we're kids, and we're going to be much hipper, or whatever the contemporary version of hip is, than our fogey old parents are. And the irony is most of us end up turning into our parents in one way or another. And partly that's because there are universal truths in parenting. And being responsible and being a good parent means often not being your kid's best friend. And therefore, they may not like you at a various moment or two and think, well, they're going to do it so much better. Well, I don't know. I don't know if they can or if you or anyone can. Of course, still, no matter what you do, some parents are cooler than others. And here are some ideas on how to be cool. Text. If you don't text, you're not in communication and you're not part of what your kids do. If you have a smartphone, learn how to text. Text to your kids. Text to your friends. Get comfortable with texting. Likewise, get on Facebook. Play on Facebook. There are certain rules and beliefs about whether or not you should be your kid's friend on Facebook. I've discussed that in the special show we had on online safety. But get familiar with social media. Learn the lingo in texting and Facebook. There are things like IDK, BRB, and all sorts of others. IDK means I don't know. BRB means be right back. TTYL, talk to you later. This is the lingo your kids use. Learn it. There's also some lingo that is less appropriate for over-broadcast radio, but learn that lingo too so at least you know. Actually, I learned a new one today that I think I am allowed to say. Excuse me, I didn't learn it today. I learned it for a new Because I Said So comic strip. It's IGP. Okay, it's not Iggy Pop. It's I Gotta Pee. And I just think that's funny. You know, the kid signing off with IGP. Another one in the same vein is learn Twitter. Tweet like the birds is what I said in the column. Learn how to tweet. Another one I love is don't ever say, when I was your age. You know something? Nothing makes a parent seem older than those kind of cliche sayings. Another thought before I run out of time with this segment is why don't you change your wardrobe more than once a decade? So many of us at a certain point just stop caring about fashion, particularly the men. And your kids will care, especially if you have girls. So why don't you let them go shopping and help you choose something to buy, something that'll make you look cool? Not silly. You don't have to go over the top. You don't have to wear baggy shorts with your underwear showing. But you can wear something that's still a little cooler than your 25-year-old Levi's. All right, we will be back after this break with Wayne Levine for The Men's Room. Our next segment, of course, is always The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and stay tuned for The Men's Room.